Thank you, Don. That was very eloquent, grammatical, and what's more important, accurate.
Oh, Dick. Snooks hasn't shown up yet, has she?
Yes, she has. And you might say good evening, Daddy.
Oh, excuse me, Dick. I'm a little upset. Where did Snooks go?
Well, I haven't the faintest idea. If she found some papers, she's probably around doing her homework.
Homework? That's a hot one. Probably in a crap game.
Daddy, what are you saying?
Oh, I don't know. I want you to meet a gentleman. This is Mr. Lowell.
How do you do, sir?
Evening.
He's the truant officer.
No, don't tell me that.
She'll be the death of me yet. School started on Monday. Here it is Thursday, and she hasn't attended once.
But what's this about homework?
A figment of the child's criminal imagination.
Now, look here. I'll admit she shouldn't have skipped school.
Mr. Higgins, I must insist that you find the child.
All right, I'll find her. But I don't want you to frighten her. Would you mind waiting here?
Hurry.
Yeah. Oh, and some people adopt them.
And now I've just received word from an unimpeachable source that Daddy and the truant officer have Snooks cornered in the waiting room. Let's go have a listen.
She's in this room, Lowe.
Now let's get her.
Now, wait. Are you sure she's been playing hooky?
My records never lie. She's been consorting with a well-known truant by the name of Hooky Nerf. I dropped into their class on Monday, and both were absent.
Oh.
My assistant is calling on young Nerf right now.
Then I guess she'll have to own up. But I'd appreciate it if you'd let me spend a few minutes with her alone. Just to see if she won't confess by herself.
Spare the rod and spoil the child.
Just the same, I want you to wait out here. She's my child, and I'll handle her my way.
I'll wait. Indulgent fool.
Oh. Hello, Snooks.
Hello, Daddy.
What might you be doing in this room, my dear?
Huh?
You're not hiding from anybody, are you?
Ain't I?
I trust not. You've been faithfully attending school since Monday, I presume?
I presume so.
Then why do I find you concealed in this waiting room in such a mysterious manner?
I'm doing my homework, Daddy.
Oh, homework. Yes, of course. Homework.
Yeah.
Just what is your homework, Snooks?
Awful hard stuff, Daddy. Yeah, I'm working on it now.
Hey, let me see.
Hmm.
Why, Snooks, this paper's covered with hieroglyphics.
That's what we're learning. Hard, ain't it?
Practically insurmountable.
Yeah. I got 5 gold stars today.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You must be doing remarkably well in school this year.
I'm wonderful. I wish I was in school right now.
I'll bet you do.
Yesterday, I got 96 in spelling.
I see. Tell me some more about school, Snooks.
Why?
How many words were there in this spelling test?
One word.
Only one word, eh? Mm-hmm. Was it a very difficult word?
Uh-huh.
What was the word you had to spell?
Cat.
Mm-hmm. How was it possible for you to get a mark of 96 for spelling only one word?
Because I only got the first 2 letters right.
That's encouraging. What are the first 2 letters of cat?
K-A.
K-A. And what's the third letter of cat?
T. K-A-T. Cat.
K-A-T is wrong.
K-A-F?
Wonderful. K-A-F cat. Why don't you spell it N-Z-Y? What are you laughing at?
That's dog. You can't fool me.
No, I guess not. That's what comes from marrying a mental giant. Snooks, I want you to look at me. I hate to lead you on like this, so I think it's only fair to warn you that we are both in a serious mess.
Did Mommy catch
No, Mommy didn't catch me doing anything.
Why?
Now, Snooks, before we go any further, am I to understand that you've attended school regularly since it opened?
Well, what'd you say, Dad?
You heard me. Have you been to school every day since Monday?
What were you doing to me if I played hooky?
I'll turn you over to the police.
I went to school.
I see. Well, on Monday, a certain authority whose business it is to straighten out delinquent children was in your classroom. This party was checking over the absentees.
Oh.
Now, since you were present, maybe you can tell me who this party was.
Was it Shirley Temple?
I'm asking you.
It wasn't Shirley Temple.
No. It was the truant officer.
Yeah, I seen him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I like him.
Well, tell me. Did you happen to see young Nerf in school, too?
Yeah, he was there. I remember because he got zero for copying my spelling.
Oh. They tell me he had an accident during recess. Is that right?
Huh?
They said he fell down the steps and skinned his arm pretty badly.
That's right, Daddy. He hurt himself. Something awful.
Oh, you saw him fall?
Hmm? I took him to the nurse.
What?
And the doctor came with an ambulance, and they cut off his arm, and then teacher told us we could go home because...
No!
Daddy.
The nurse boy wasn't in school at all on Monday.
Then was it the day before? Yeah, I remember because...
The day before was Sunday.
Oh.
Well, it seems you're hoist by your own petard. You fell right into the trap. Now do you see how horrible one lie can be?
You mean like the whopper you told about Hooky Knife?
I just did that to see how far you go. I suppose you're ready to admit now that you haven't been to school at all.
I've been to school every day, Dad.
Oh, I give up. Snooks, I want you to meet somebody. Come in, Mr. Lowe.
I'm in.
Now, Snooks, I'd like to give Mr. Lowe a full account of everything that happened in school for the last 4 days.
All right. On Monday, we had arithmetic, and teacher asked us how many pennies is in a dollar.
Oh, by the way, Snooks, Mr. Lowe is the truant officer.
And on Tuesday, we had... Did you say truant officer?
That's what I am.
Oh, Arthur, you're going to face the music, young lady.
I want to go home.
I'm here.
Oh, Daddy.
I want to have a talk with you, and I don't intend to handle you with kid gloves. When I beckon like this, it means I want you to come.
When I stick out my tongue like this, it means I ain't coming.
Mr. Higgins, the child is incorrigible. I'm going to see that she gets her just desserts.
I want them to get it.
Oh, quiet.
Well, Mr. Lowe, possibly the child was misled by this nurse boy.
Poppycock.
Well, if she promises to be good and attend school regularly, we can...
I never played hooky at all.
The child has the persistence of a weasel.
She gets that from her mother.
Look,
why don't you let me punish her and let it go at that?
I can do nothing.
Oh, very well. But it has given me a great deal of pleasure to watch.
Oh, all right. Snooks, come here.
Don't spank me, Daddy.
Turn over.
All right.
Now. There. And there. And there.
Who's there?
Mr. Lowe, it is I, Mr. Fudd.
Fudd? That's my assistant. Here, come in.
Mr. Lowe, a frightful mistake has been made. The Higgins child has a perfect attendance record.
What?
Yeah, I told you, Dad.
Well, this is rather painful.
I'll say it's painful.
Yeah, I'll say so, too.
I just rechecked the record, sir, and she's been present definitely.
Well, then, why wasn't she in the classroom when I called on Monday?
She was doing a stretch in the principal's office for pettifoggery.
Oh, well, too bad. Come on, Fudd. Good day.
Mr. Lowe, I know of two little boys who've been playing hooky, and I've been watching them.
Well,
Snooks, I can't begin to tell you how awful I feel. I've been hurt even more than you.
But not the same place.
I'll gladly do anything to right the hideous wrong I've done you, child.
Anything?
Anything at all.
Turn over.
All right, dear.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Wow! Come on, darling.
I'm coming, Daddy.
Well, hello. Everything patched up?
You bet. Oh, she's a wonderful child, Dick.
Clever, too.
Snooks, show Mr. Powell your homework.
Here.
Well, a map of America. Pretty well drawn for such a young child.
Like it?
I certainly do. Snooks, tell the truth. Did your daddy help you draw this map?
No, he done it all by himself. Ain't Mom?
Oh, come on home. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All of her Fritz just about brings us to the end of our quarter of minutes. So this is Dick Powell speaking for the gang, saying much obliged for listening and a good night.
For another big half hour of fun, just keep your dials set right where they are. The Aldrich family follows immediately over most of these stations. And remember, next week at this same hour and every week, tune in Maxwell House Coffee Time and the Aldrich family for a solid hour of grand Thursday evening entertainment. Until next Thursday, then, this is Don Wilson bidding you good night and good luck for the makers of Maxwell House, the coffee that's good to the last drop.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.